Unit 1. Page 9. Let's see.
Night vision goggles. What is the first thing that you think of when you hear the words night vision goggles? Maybe a spy or action movie. It's a dark night. The hero puts on night vision goggles and immediately sees the bad guy hiding. You ask yourself, do these things really work? The answer is yes. Night vision goggles allow you to see a person standing about 200 meters away on a dark, cloudy night. You can even see a lit cigarette from 20 kilometers away. In the past, only the army and the police used night vision goggles. Today, helicopter pilots also use them to rescue people. The goggles are found on the pilot's helmet and help him or her to see things such as trees, electricity lines, and people. Not long ago, a helicopter rescue team saved the lives of two people seriously injured in a car accident on a dark country road in New Zealand. As the pilot said, without night vision goggles, they wouldn't have survived.
Eye-tech glasses. Craig Lumberg has lived in a world of darkness ever since he was injured fighting in Iraq. But now there is some hope for him. Scientists have created the BrainPort, a new invention which allows a blind person to see with the help of his tongue. The BrainPort includes a tiny video camera connected to a pair of sunglasses. The sunglasses are connected to a plastic lollipop, which the user places on the tongue. The tongue then sends the information from the lollipop to the brain. Craig is testing the glasses. He explains that he can feel the picture of whatever the camera is looking at on his tongue. It's absolutely fantastic. I walked down a corridor and I could make out the doorways, the walls, and people coming towards me, he said. He can also reach out and pick up things without having to feel around for them. The scientists believe that BrainPort is helping to improve the lives of blind people. Craig is also hopeful, but he says he is a realist. I know this isn't going to give me my sight back, but it could be the next best thing. I don't have to touch anything. I can visualize things on my own just by wearing these glasses.
A virtual city. Are you planning a visit to Philadelphia? Well, you don't have to put on your walking shoes to get around the city. All you do is download a virtual 3D map of the city and click on Walk. Then start walking. You can look up and down by using the arrows on the keyboard. But you're not allowed to walk on the rooftops. If you like, you can click on Flight and you'll see the sights of Philadelphia as you fly over them. If you need a place to stay in Philly, you can click your way into a hotel and see the view from the window. You can also go shopping downtown, enter stores, and buy whatever you want. With a click of the mouse, you are virtually there. The makers of 3D Philly have also made other virtual cities, for example, Milan and Ramat Gan. In order to create a computerized 3D city, photographers take pictures of every building in the city center from at least four directions, from both the ground and from the air. The buildings look real, and the pictures include the smallest details, such as mailboxes and plants. The information is updated all the time.